First, just talk about your thoughts on the season being canceled shortly, and then just your overall thoughts on the 2019-20 season.
Yeah, obviously it's a bummer that the season was ended, but nothing we can really do about it. Just got to live your everyday life. And, I mean, it's hard to even get to the gym or obviously even get to the rink, but I mean, you just got to do your part, just try and stay in shape as best as you can. Hopefully hockey starts up soon. And personally, I thought my year was probably the best so far since I started playing pro hockey. I really felt comfortable with my game on and off the ice. And yeah, I'm just excited to get back on the ice as soon as possible.
Hey, Mark, just to follow up on that, I wanted to ask you, you know, year three for you, you said this is the most comfortable you felt. What area of your game do you feel like, you know, has taken the biggest strides? And I guess if you can just elaborate on that, why you felt so much more comfortable this season as opposed to the first two?
I mean, I just felt comfortable with coaches and what they expect from me and an everyday situation. And I just feel like playing – the way Gordo wants us to play defense, it was a struggle for me my first year. But I really understood what he wanted. I'm not the biggest guy on the ice, so it's not usually easy for me to defend, but I got to use my assets, and that was my speed and my puck smarts and my positioning. And yeah, that's what really, for me, made it more comfortable.
Mark, in the time you've had a chance to play in the NHL, how does your game translate to that level, and what are some of the areas you feel you still need to work on to improve at the NHL level?
Well, for me, I just can never be satisfied in my game. You can obviously work in every part of it and every day. You can never be too fast, can never be too strong, too smart. And, something that I just want to get better at every single time I can. And for me, playing in the next level, I feel – my speed definitely helps. My breakouts, my puck retrievals, my first pass. Like I said, I'm not the biggest guy, but I like to get under the other team's skin, as you guys know, and that's just fun for me. So, hopefully it's what helps me get there next year.
With some restrictions in place, I've just been curious throughout the situation, obviously, when you get better, what are some of the ways you're doing to stay in shape, to kind of stay in playing shape, considering what's going on right now?
Well, actually, I have a Peloton. I just got one of those at home, so that's kind of kicking my butt. Going for a lot of runs and doing a lot of body weight stuff. During the summer back home when I'm in Toronto, I do a lot of weightlifting, and takes a toll on your body. So right now I'm just focusing on body movement stuff, going outside. The weather's been really nice, and having a dog now helps get you outside, not being lazy. And I'm doing Peloton probably hour and a half a day. Just a lot of yoga, a lot of stretching, stuff like that.
Hey, Mark, thanks for taking the time to do this. My only question for you is the AHL season canceling gives closure to some guys, but for players that might be thinking of being on that extended roster for the NHL when it resumes, you sort of feel like you're still in limbo and still don't have closure on the 2019-2020 season just yet?
It's hard to keep your mind focused on that. Obviously it would be huge honor to be one of those guys that are on that's on that extended roster. And like I said, I'm just doing everything I can. I actually ordered some rollerblades as well. I forgot to mention those Mars blades. Trying to somewhat reenact some hockey strides and some hockey skating as much as I can. And I just don't want to overdo it, just in case something were to start up. And doing everything I can to stay in shape mentally and physically.
And I was just wondering, kind of knowing where you're at in your like further ahead in your development, being settled into the system now, was your approach to this season any different, you know, than, you know, your first couple?
To be honest, yeah, it kind of was. I mean, knowing the team that we had, definitely disappointing to see. Technically, we did not make playoffs, which is nice. But yeah, I mean, kind of disappointing with how our season ended, the Phantoms, and to see such a talented roster and to kind of throw it away some games where we knew we should have had for sure, just come out flat. It wasn't fun to be around all the time. But for me, yeah, my whole outlook coming into this year was, without being a bad teammate, focus more on myself, not worrying what's around me. Focus on what I'm doing to be a better pro on and off the ice, whether it's staying in the gym, being the first guy on the ice, last guy off the ice, same with the gym, first guy in the gym, last guy to be out of there. Just treating my body right, treating my mind right, and just taking some time for myself to kind of reflect on an everyday basis for me was definitely beneficial.
Mark, kind of going along with that, you know, we talk a lot about the challenges that you guys have right now, just trying to stay physically fit and prepared, but are there equal challenges for you nutritionally, trying to make sure that you have all of the, you know, it's not exactly easy to get out to the grocery store these days, or even schedule deliveries and so forth. So has it been challenging at all for you to maintain your typical nutrition protocol, or has it been pretty status quo for you?
To be honest, pretty status quo. I love to cook. So, I mean, I'm a pretty healthy guy as it is. I'm pretty set in my ways when it comes to nutrition and drinking water, tons of water, as much as I can. The grocery store, yeah, it's kind of a hassle with what's going on, obviously, but I go there for mostly just fruits and veggies. I got Brendan Calm, actually, our old goalie. He's now in the meat industry, and he actually sent me some frozen meats, some grade A meats the other day, which I do once a month. So I got the meat covered, and I only really go to the grocery stores for fruits, veggies, and sometimes I go for some snacks. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty normal for me, and hopefully this gets better real soon, because it's kind of getting annoying.
We got pretty good feedback from AV about how he thought your performances were in your six games with the Flyers. What was your own, you know, level of satisfaction with the games you put in up there, the showing you put in, and what feedback did you get before you went back in?
Yeah, I mean, I thought I had a good showing. Obviously, I wasn't 100% comfortable with I was comfortable with being there, but there were some things where I was just kind of hesitant a little bit about not really showing my true game, not really getting up in the play as much as I'd like. I was just trying to keep it simple and get the puck up to the forwards and just keep my job as simple and easy as I could. Speaking with Yosi quite a bit when I was up there, and he just said, just keep doing what you're doing. You're getting trust from all the coaching staff from up here, and if you do that, then you'll definitely help yourself out quite a bit. So that's the goal for this upcoming season, or this year still. I don't know how to say that, but just got to keep playing my game and do what I've done that's got me to where I am.
All right, Patrick, do you have anything?
Yeah, sorry about that. As far as training, how do you try to time your training so that you hit your stride at the right time without having a firm start date for next season?
Can you repeat the question? I couldn't really hear you.
Yeah, as far as training, off-season training, typically you have a very firm start date, but with everything happening now, you don't really know when the next season may start. How do you time it so that you don't overtrain or undertrain for next season?
That's a good question. So, I mean, I've been, like I said, I have that the Peloton right now. Mm-hmm. That's good for conditioning and for your legs and your lactic acid buildup, which hockey players really need. And then so obviously the strength part, it's hard to get in the gym and do some weight stuff. But I think just focusing on your body and not overdoing it. For me, that's hard because I'm a guy who likes to be in the gym all the time. In the summer, I'm in the gym 6 times a week and running hills and I'm doing all that stuff. And it's hard not to overdo it for a guy like myself. But when you when you're uncertain of what's going to come, I think you just got to take some days and just go 50% as you would, or maybe that 90 to 100 on those days. And focused on mental, not just physical side. You got to focus on the mental side as well, and then training your mind. I know it's hard with what limited access we have. But yeah, I mean, just knowing when your body's sore and to rehab and decide to stay home and just to not overdo it is definitely the biggest thing. Because when we do get back on the ice, it's going to take a couple days or even a couple weeks for guys to start feeling back themselves, since it's been so long since guys even – I haven't even seen my equipment in 2-3 months. So it's going to take some time to get back into it for sure.
All right. Any last questions for Mark?
Actually, yeah, if you don't mind, Mark, just want your opinion on something still hockey sports related, but outside of the Phantoms with, you know, you spent a few years at Bowling Green and the NCAA is already talking about certain schools are having to start cutting programs. Bowling Green had to cut baseball already. What are your thoughts on just that process that the NCAA is having to go through and how it's going to affect, you know, guys like you who came up through that system?
Yeah, obviously it's difficult, but college hockey is doing really well for itself. So hopefully you don't see some programs leaving college hockey. And for Bowling Green baseball, we actually kind of shared our facilities in the arena. I mean, their dressing room was right beside our hockey room. So we kind of got close with some of the baseball players. They were some good dudes, and the coach was a great guy. So, yeah, my heart goes out to the whole BG baseball program. And my teammate's brother actually was on the team, and they just decided to fold, or however you want to call it. So, yeah, it's a sad time, but, yeah, hopefully some programs decide to just hold on and just to wait it out and see. Obviously, it's not easy saying that, not easy doing that, but just give it time and hopefully everything works itself out.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
Good luck with your surgery.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, good luck.